This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin ISD is among the many Texas school districts administering the STAR test this week. The standardized state test is so far the most difficult one that Texas students have had to face. It's so controversial that state lawmakers are now looking into dialing it back. House Bill 5 would reduce the number of tests students need to graduate from 15 to 5, and it would make other changes. So how did we get here? From a state that gave birth to the academic accountability movement to one that is now at least partially backing away from it. Nate Blakesley is a senior editor at Texas Monthly, and that's one of the questions he examines in his piece in the latest edition of the magazine, which is on newsstands now and online at texasmonthly.com. I spoke to Nate, and I asked him how this all began.
High-stakes testing and more generally what's come to be known as the accountability movement did begin in Texas in the early 90s. The idea was that something needed to be done about failing schools and maybe more specifically, what was called the achievement gap, the gap between how well Anglo students and minority students were doing in Texas schools. It all got kicked off with a report by a state agency, authored in part by a Dallas school board member and lawyer named Sandy Kress. Kress was a Democrat, and he was appointed by another Democrat, Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock, to create a new assessment system for the state of Texas. The reason it became known as the accountability movement was that teachers and administrators had to be held accountable for poor performance by the kids. The performance would be measured by tests. The tests would have high stakes. Teachers could lose their jobs. Administrators could be reassigned. Schools could even be closed.
It all sounds pretty harsh, but it was well-intentioned.
It was well-intentioned. Obviously, the problem that they were trying to fix was very real. There was a very big gap between how well Anglo students and minority students were doing. It wasn't difficult to see, even back in 1993, that how well minority students, especially Hispanic students, did in Texas was going to have a big impact on our future.
How did this grow out of Texas to become a sort of national movement?
Texas became sort of the laboratory for accountability reforms. For many years, we were sort of at the forefront of this kind of change to public education. It went national because George W. Bush, who became a big champion of accountability when he became governor in 94, of course, became president in 2001. And what his first major initiative was the bill that we now know as No Child Left Behind, which essentially spread the Texas model throughout the country.
And now you have states all over the country with their own accountability systems.
Right. No Child Left Behind didn't tell you exactly what you had to do in each state, but it did say you have to have some kind of accountability system in each state. And now we do.
And now that this has become a nationwide practice, Texas is in the process of maybe dialing it back a little bit.
Yes, there has been a sea change in the politics of high-stakes testing in Texas over the last 20 years. Resistance, of course, was there from the very beginning. The teachers' unions and administrators were opposed to it. Many parents were opposed to putting such high stakes on one test. They felt that they weren't being given the tools that they needed to fix the problem. They were only being given this test, which essentially just diagnosed the problem. But what has changed more recently is middle-class parents have gotten involved in the fight and have begun organizing against high-stakes testing. And the reason that happened is that there has been a major change in the way testing is done in high schools in Texas. Beginning in 2007 and 2009 and then finally implemented last spring in 2012, Texas high school kids must now pass 15 tests to graduate from high school. That's far more tests than anywhere else in the nation. 25 states have no exit-level tests at all. Of those that do, most of them have three or four. So Texas is now very much an outlier when it comes to high-stakes testing in high school.
And those tests account for 15% of a student's final grade. And you write how, for middle-class parents, testing became more than a nuisance. It became a threat to their children's future.
Yes, in high-performing districts and schools, high-stakes testing really was kind of just a nuisance. They weren't the kids that were struggling to pass these tests. Their schools were not struggling. The kind of tests they were focused on were the AP tests, you know, to get college credit and of course, college entrance exams. But now, because there were so many more of these high-stakes tests that they had to pass to get out of high school, and because, as you say, they counted for a portion of your grade, and if you didn't score high enough on the Algebra 2 and English 3 tests, you weren't eligible to go to a four-year university in Texas. So now, It potentially had a very real impact on derailing some college careers for these kids in suburban areas.
The biggest change that I noticed between 2011 and 2013 is the willingness of the state legislature to respond to some of those concerns. So are you saying that it was the STAR test and the way that it troubled middle-class parents, that that's what led to the change in attitudes at the state legislature?
Anytime a large group of middle-class Texans or middle-class voters, middle-class people vote, middle-class people pay a lot in taxes, middle-class people make demands of their public officials, then change will be in the offing. And the other thing that's happened is that there's kind of been a sort of a snowballing effect in opposition to the testing. And one thing that really gave it some impetus was our outgoing Commissioner of Education, Robert Scott, made a speech in January of 2012, which became sort of his farewell speech, in which he said that high-stakes testing had become a perversion of its original intent. And then he later compared it to a sort of military-industrial complex in which the testing industry has grown so powerful that it's become this public policy juggernaut that has sort of its own internal momentum.
Nate Blakeslee is a senior editor at Texas Monthly. You can read his latest story on testing in Texas in the May edition of Texas Monthly, which is on newsstands now, or you can find it online at texasmonthly.com. Nate, thanks for coming into KUT.
Thanks so much for having me.